following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you need to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session. And with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, where things are quite a bit different than they were on Friday. In fact, when we left you on Friday, there was still up in the air about whether Bo Pelini was interested in the Miami job. Then shortly after the program Friday, the coach issued the statement, says he was not preparing to interview. And now Miami hires the Temple coach. Good luck with that, morons. I mean, maybe this is a great guy, but seriously, you fired Randy Shannon to bring in the head coach from Temple. Good job, Steve Peterson down there at Miami. Good job.
17 wins the last 2 years at Temple.
I hope it works for him. I got no problem with it working for him, but wow. Again, it was just that gut feeling, been pretty right on those, impulse, not always, but most of the time, he just didn't sound right. Just didn't sound right.
Well, not when Randy Edsall's name had been mentioned, the great things he's done at Connecticut.
But the big story going on right now is just dropping it on us out of nowhere. The Big Ten is going to be making their announcement. I don't even know if it's a big deal. They're going to tell us what they're going to name the divisions.
Could it be East and West? Could it be North and South? Or could it be something else we don't even know about? I'm not sure. I'm a little bit surprised that they did just kind of announce this morning when the press release was issued, I believe, Doug, about an hour and a half ago, and all of a sudden it's not, well, we're going to do this on Wednesday afternoon. It's going to be, well, we're going to do it right now. And so we'll try and give you that news. The Big Ten Network, not a part of the local cable coverage here as of now. Hopefully that will change in the future, but we'll try and follow it and get you the latest news on that as soon as we have it.
The Big Ten Network airing the exclusive announcement going on right now, the new logo, the division names, and other things that go along with whatever that is. We will give you more on that. Chip Brown is going to join us from orangebloods.com because right now Texas is in as big a shambles maybe as any football program, 1 year removed. I mean, last year at this time, they're getting ready to play for the national championship with Colt McCoy and all that is. And now they don't even go to a bowl game, a losing season. couple of coaches quit. One retires. Will Muschamp, the defensive coordinator, the coach in waiting, leaves to take over the head coaching job at Florida. So it didn't take Florida or Miami very long to find their coaches. They both have coaches. So, yeah, Will Muschamp, the new head coach. We'll talk about the state of Texas football, the state of the Big 12, get the very latest here on the Big 10. That's coming up on the show today. But I'm going to be honest. I think starting today, we head into the Christmas season. It really hits the brakes. We're going to talk about the bowls a little bit, but none of the bowls that anybody cares about happens until after Christmas. We'll be talking a little bit more about what's going on the local scene, the high school scene. But after this weekend, the college scene wraps up until after the holiday break. Biggest win of the weekend, Hastings College men. They knock off the previously unbeaten and fourth-ranked Briarcliff, and they went on a 31-7 run in that game, won at 87-73. For a team that's really struggled, comes out of nowhere at home and beats previously unbeaten Briarcliff. The women won as well, so congratulations to Coach Creech and the entire crew there at Hastings College, and we'll track that sucker down and have him on the show this week.
Well, hopefully be able to jumpstart something here as they get to the Christmas break and then look ahead towards the rest of the season.
Well, most of the teams are on final. Most of the schools, most of the programs are on finals week this week. And so there's not much going on in the middle portion of the week. Hastings each has one game, non-conference, men and women, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. UNK off until they hit the road this weekend. Nebraska, it's finals week, so their men and women are off until Saturday. But a lot of them won. The Loper men split over the weekend. The Loper women went 0-2. Husker men, nice win over TCU. At least they beat a name program. Also, Northern Colorado, the women pick up the win. So there you go.
Surprised how much Drake Bronick's playing, Doug?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people. When he transferred down there, it was...
Well, a lot of people are wrong. That's why they listen to this show, Tony, to find the information, right?
Well, I would hope so.
Every once in a while, it's okay to pat oneself on the back. And I'm trying to get to all your back. It's a big back to pat.
Thank you. I thought he would play quite a bit down there. And
I don't know if he's playing quite a bit. I mean, he's not playing 20 minutes a game, but I don't think most of the guys on his team are either. He's playing in that 13, 14-minute range for most of the game so far this season.
But it was one of those few named teams that they play. And they controlled it and dominated the second half of that game.
And so Nebraska picks up the win. It's nice. 10 in a row at home. Is anybody noticing?
No, because the competition just hasn't been where it needs to be. And it's not going to be where it needs to be until they get into that conference season. And hopefully, though, they can continue on a roll and continue getting wins.
Coming up, Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, is going to join us on the program today. As we mentioned, the phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tri-City Storms put their games over the weekend, made it through a hockey broadcast. That was a little different. What about Mr. Diebold? 43 saves in that game on Saturday. Great crowd on hand, and hopefully when they get back into the arena, because they're on the road this weekend, it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Do with it what you will, but great family atmosphere. A lot of things were going on out there Saturday. A lot of other things going on as well. But if they keep playing well, then hopefully good things will occur.
Yeah, I think good things are occurring, so good for them. And it's a good way to bounce back, Doug, in your debut.
Yeah, well, they don't lose when we're around. That's all there is to it. So congratulations to the gang there. ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we're just glad there's not a lot of snow on the roof that might cave in on us today.
Well, there's certainly not any snow in Austin, Texas. And we're going right now to Chip Brown. He's got the number one rated radio show in Austin, Texas. Nobody's even
all
close.
Of Texas.
In all of Texas.
It's limit. Big 12.
It's not even close. Number one rated show in all of the Big 12 listening area. Chip Brown joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Our coach is staying, and you only got one guy left, so we won that battle. Hey, what's up, buddy?
We're all kind of looking around, right?
Well, it's a little crazy out there. That's one of the reasons we wanted to catch up with you. Will Muschamp, I mean, the rumor mill up here in Nebraska has been crazy the last couple of weeks. Coaches leaving, coaches coming, coaches going to Texas. And then all of a sudden, Will Muschamp out of nowhere is going to Florida. Chip, we were hearing that maybe Mac was going to get out of the way as soon as next season and Will was going to take over. Were you shocked by this move?
Well, I think there's no question that once the Florida job came open, you know, I think Texas fans felt like there were a couple of jobs where Muschamp would you know, drop everything and go. LSU and Georgia, because they, you know, Georgia, he played there. LSU is a great job in the SEC. But as soon as Florida opened up, it was, uh-oh, you know, there's an even bigger prize out there. Now, I think everyone rightfully was looking at Bob Stoops and some of the other candidates whose names jumped up there, John Gruden, everybody. But, you know, we found out on Friday that, of all things, a buddy of ours who runs a courier service called and said, hey, we're delivering a package from Florida to Will Muschamp's house. So we immediately started running that up the flagpole with our sources, and sure enough, you know, we were able to confirm that Florida had made contact. I mean, obviously, they were making contact, but that he was a top candidate, and we reported that Saturday morning, and by Saturday night it was done. So it really is amazing because there's so much flux right now with which direction Mac Brown is going after a 5-7 season that, you know, and I'm right there with you guys. We were talking about John Papuchis last week, who's a Muschamp guy. And I think instead of Papuchis to Texas, you may be looking at Papuchis to Florida now, you know. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, Will Muschamp is a Saban guy. He's going to get young guys who he can work to death and try and follow in the footsteps of Urban Meyer.
Chip, you bring up Georgia, you bring up LSU, and, of course, Florida, where he got the job. The list has got to be pretty short. I would think only 6 or 8 schools total that would have given him an opportunity to leave Texas and look elsewhere. Is that right?
Well, I think you're right, Daddy. And the other thing, too, is that there was some consternation at Texas this year, and I think some reason for concern from Will Muschamp with regard to, you know, how Mac Brown handled the year. And I wrote about this at orangebloods.com and sort of posed the question, is Mac Brown's heart in the rebuild? 5 things to consider, because, you know, Mac has been on top for so long. I mean, 14 straight seasons with 10 wins or more, an unprecedented run, a national championship and everything. And then for it to all go sideways this year, you know, there was a point when they lost to Iowa State where Mac Brown openly, publicly questioned whether he could trust his assistant coaches and the players. And it caught everyone off guard. It certainly caught Will Muschamp off guard. And it caught the player. It caught everyone off guard. And then Mac didn't really back down from it. The following Monday, he said, you know, that he told his coaches the next day, Sunday, that if one guy's messing up, I can change him. If 3 guys in your position group are messing up, I got to change you. And I think when Mac took that public, it really alarmed some people, and clearly the team did not respond. Everything Mac Brown did this year, they didn't respond. So I think there was some concern there, but it's not like Muschamp, you know, just left to leave and went to Eastern Carolina. I mean, he's going to Florida, but there were some tensions, let's say, on the staff that I think Mac Brown has to really address honestly with himself and own that season, last season, and then decide if he's really committed to rolling up his sleeves and trying to dig out of this hole, or, you know, because if his heart's not in it, I mean, this is going to be a big deal. When you name a coach in waiting, you've certainly put at least in your mind a timeline on when you're going to step down. If his heart's not in really getting it all done over a long period of time, because I'm sure offensive and defensive coordinators are going to say, well, how long are you going to be there? You know, I mean, I'll commit to this, but you're going to be here till your contract finishes in 16.
Chip Brown, orangebloods.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where things are in a state of flux right now at Texas.
Chip, do you see and do the fans of Texas see Mack Brown as a figurehead or a football coach? He's so open to doing national interviews, and that's what you were just talking about. There was no reason for him to say or tell that to ESPN, who was really interviewing him for I don't know why, but is he a football coach or is he more like Bobby Bowden? He kind of roams the sidelines and listens on the headset.
Well, I think he's more like Bobby Bowden, and I think he admitted that this year. He's a CEO, and the CEO coaches are the ones who trust their coordinators to really run the football side of things, and he will make sure the money comes pouring in. He will do all the public appearances and the interviews. He does them nationally, and he does do a press availability on Monday. He's going to make sure that the message is right, the imaging is right, but he's not going to sit there and break down film and say, I've just come up with a new way to run the option, or, the things that Urban Meyer was doing at Florida and Utah. And, he's not his offense at Texas for, since he's been here has been very simple. It's very simple. And, that's part of why people got so frustrated with Greg Davis. But Mack Brown has always believed we don't have to be outlandish. We've got the best talent. We will out-execute you. Well, times are changing. I mean, college football, the offenses are way more innovative than they are at the NFL. I mean, I talked to Muschamp about this several times. He said, my job is a lot harder in college than it is in the NFL because it's different from week to week. One week I'm playing a spread passing attack. The next week I'm playing an option running attack. I'm, one week the quarterback doesn't run, one week he does. And you've got 20 hours a week to figure it all out. So, there's no question that I think the jobs have gotten harder at the coordinator level. And Mack has to realize, as a CEO type head coach, he's got to make great hires right here.
Well, Chip is a CEO head coach. He can roam the sidelines, but still X and O-wise. The guy's no dummy. Grade him as a coach, X and O-wise.
Well, he was an offensive coordinator, He was an offensive coordinator for Donnie Duncan and for Barry Switzer. And he called his own plays at North Carolina for, about the first 6 years he was there. And so, he knows offense. He'd turned that North Carolina program around. Before he brought Greg Davis in 1996. His thing is, I'm going to be a great recruiter. I'm going to get the best talent so that I don't have to, get crazy on offense. And to his credit, he and Greg Davis, they brought in the zone read for Vince Young. They won a national championship with it. They almost played for another one with Colt McCoy. So, he knows his way around X's and O's. But I do think when things went sideways this year, he didn't realize where his slip was showing, and he blamed, everyone else, and he's got to own some of that too, because I think the players and coaches were looking at Mack Brown saying, whoa, what do you mean you can't trust us? I mean, I think there's a real question right now in the program about accountability and edge, and to get those two things into the program, there has to be great self-evaluation right now by Mack Brown, and everyone's waiting and wondering to see how that happens.
Chip Brown with us for just another minute. A couple questions left for Chip, following, of course, Texas on orangebloods.com. They need an offensive coordinator. They need a defensive coordinator. What do you think is next, and how long will it be before those guys are in place?
Well, the name that everyone is sort of – the guy who wants the job is Randy Shannon, former coach of the Hurricanes and – defensive coordinator at Miami. Uh-oh, I'm getting laughter on that end.
No, I'm just saying, hell, if I was out of work, I'd want a job too, I guess.
Well, with Randy Shannon, he fits the mold. He's a guy who went into the U, he cleaned it up, he didn't win enough, so he got fired, but he's a Mack Brown kind of guy. He's a guy who's going to do things the way Mack Brown wants it to be done. He's going to toe the line, and he was a defensive coordinator on a national championship team in 2001. And he's a guy who wants the gig. So, when you can get a former head coach who's got some skins on the wall as a defensive coordinator, I think you have to look at Randy Shannon. The Saban approach is to go find the next great young defensive mind, whether it's, John Papuchis or Carl Pelini or whatever, And from you know, that standpoint, what did Mac Brown maybe learn from Will Muschamp? So we'll see. And then I think you've got to look at Major Applewhite first at Texas as the offensive coordinator, and you know, the name Brian Harsin at Boise State's been floated around, and Bob Bostad at Wisconsin. So we'll see how this thing plays out. I could see a scenario where it's a co-coordinator with Major Applewhite and Bob Bostad from Wisconsin.
And Chip, before we let you go, we were just informed. I'll let you know this because this makes me chuckle, that the new divisions in the Big Ten Conference are going to be called the Legends Division and the Leaders Division. Nebraska's in the Legends Division. We'll blow that up in a minute. Wow. Gang.
Legends and Leaders.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And it took a lot of doctrines on the wall. A lot of big, heavy framed things to figure that out. Wow. Chip, of course, does more than just cover Texas. Eye on the Big 12. Chip, before we let you go, just your thoughts on the Big 12 championship game a couple of weekends ago. We were down in Texas. It didn't seem like Texas, the community, the people, had lost any love for Nebraska. Just your thoughts of the game and the hose job Nebraska got getting rematched with Washington.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't believe Nebraska got up 17-0 in that game and wasn't able to close the deal with that defense. But, you know, it's an unbelievable coaching job by Bob Stoops. The fallout, you know, falling into the Holiday Bowl against Washington is, you know, there were two big thuds for me in the bowl schedule. Obviously, Oklahoma playing UConn, that sounds like a women's basketball game. But then Nebraska in the Holiday Bowl against Washington, wow, you know, and I you know, you do wonder. I mean, the Big 12 Bowls have an alliance to the Big 12, and the teams that got picked ahead of Nebraska will be back in the Big 12 next year. You know, you have to wonder, and it just looked terrible. You know, you still can't explain how 10-3 in Nebraska ends up in the Holiday Bowl against 6-6 Washington.
Chip, we love your insight. Great work, and keep driving that number one morning talk show.
Hey, y'all are the best.
Thanks, Chip. I got a y'all from Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. With all that's going on down there at Texas, crazy. They're actually the ones, and they'll draw big names. And you heard him, Carl Pelini. Don't be surprised, folks. Don't be surprised. I would be a little surprised, but his name's out there. So another coach, what is that, the fourth now? Maybe the fifth that's being rumored to go somewhere. And Papuchis, I think, probably is gone, don't you think?
No.
Again, this is rumor mill. You went off on this last week. But, I mean,
that's what a message board said.
This is
morning.
A very, very legit deal this time. And it would be a move up. So we'll see what happens. And the key here is he's one of Nebraska's best recruiters.
Yeah, 32 years old.
So we'll see what happens.
You like the Randy Shannon deal?
Whatever.
I'm
not educated in what Randy Shannon can do and can't do as far as being a coordinator at Texas. Seemed like he was a good – I mean, it seemed like that would be a good fit. I mean, what he did down at Miami, and maybe they just didn't like him as a head coach, but all the other things that he does, recruits, makes kids smart, does a lot of great things. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More on the Big Ten. Is that real? Leaders and legends? That won't be confusing back after this.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Lots of products that you hear advertise under-deliver, not P90X. You get into phenomenal shape. Take it from me. It's not only a way to lose a ton of weight, but it also had an impact on my overall health. My energy is up. I'm leaner. The diet book is great. It's the real deal. If the last time you looked at a picture of yourself and said, man, the camera really does add 10 pounds, guess what? It's not the camera, buddy. Get serious about your body. Get serious about your health. If not for you, for those around you. P90X. Call 800-301-7909 or visit ESPNRadio.com/Colin, and you'll receive a full 90-day guarantee of satisfaction. Use it the entire 90 days. If you're not blown away, get your money back. Call 1-800-301-7909. That's 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X. It's the real deal.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
There's nothing better than hanging out with friends and family watching your favorite sports on TV. And there's no better place to do it than the chicken coop. The chicken coop has everything sports fans want in one place. Lots of screens, lots of games, your favorite drinks, and the best darn food around, like wings, steaks, pizza, and appetizers galore. So when the game's on, have the time of your life at the chicken coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. See you there.
Monday night, it's an AFC showdown when the Houston Texans take on the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Randy Cross and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. It's Ray Lewis and the stingy Baltimore defense taking on Matt Schaub and the high-powered Houston Texan offense. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Ravens, Texans, Monday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies up to a high near 26. Then for tonight, more mostly cloudy conditions and a low near 12. And for your Tuesday, a high near 37. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 18.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, our guests are taken care of by the fine folks at Burger King, where right now the new Chicken Club sandwich with bacon and tomato, or the original chicken sandwich, is buy one, get one free. And there's always breakfast in the morning for you. Get a warm little something in your belly to start the morning. How about some of Seattle's best coffee, egg sausage, pancakes, hash brown, and a fresh baked biscuit? They put that all together and call it the ultimate breakfast platter. It's at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Tony, the Nebraska football team had a banquet over the weekend. Bo Pelini got choked up, reportedly. Reportedly, there weren't any reporters to report. Just kind of what you heard from the guys that were in there. But team captains, numerous award winners were honored. The captains are Roy Helu, Prince Amakamara, Pierre Allen, and Alex Henry. Eric Haig was named the team MVP. Alex Henry, the special teams MVP. Roy Helu, the offensive MVP. Are you surprised there?
No, I can't say that I am. I think Eric Haig, you know, you can go.
No, are you surprised about Roy Helu being the offensive MVP?
No, because he's put in his time, and I think that's rewarded. I think he's been patient at times. And
Levante David, he's your defensive MVP. How about that one? The Tom Novak Trophy presented to senior defensive back Ricky Tenars, chosen by members of the media, given to the player who has had a successful Cornhusker career while overcoming odds and adversity. Senior receiver Niles Paul was named the winner of the Cletus Fisher Native Son Award, given to a senior Husker who is a native Nebraska. The winners of the Chamberlain, Novak, and Native Son Awards will also be honored at the Outland Trophy banquet in Omaha. Now for Rex Burkhead, he was the winner of two awards, Lifter of the Year. Also one of three players to earn the team's Character Award, along with linebacker Thomas Grove and Eric Haig. What else we got here? Joe Brockmeyer was the walk-on MVP. So you got that. Guy Chamberlain cool. Award also went to Alex Henry. Lifter of the Year, Rex Burkhead.
Nobody works harder, is what they say.
So Rex Burkhead. That's among some of the awards that was handed out on Saturday for Big Red.
I think Eric Haig may be one of the most underappreciated. He doesn't, you know, his name, he doesn't lead the Huskers in tackles, doesn't lead them in sacks. But, folks, they changed the whole defense to get him on the field and to make sure he was on the field. And I think he will be remembered by in Husker. When Mike Babcock thinks back to this era and this time in Husker football, Eric Haig making that defense change the pace, so will be a great, great honor to his talents back there, being able to play so many different positions and to do so many things. The versatility he showed at so many different positions, that will go down in Husker history.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It was a cool weekend, Tony, but there were still a lot of folks out there getting that Christmas shopping done because we're less than 2 weeks away. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me?
Look what's cooking, guys. If you don't know what to get her, and you're scratching your head going,
her?
She's got, well,
wait,
you know
minute.
What?
You're the cook in your family.
Absolutely. You know what?
You maybe well, you got a stereotype.
Maybe the, it really doesn't matter. It's going to your kitchen. Check out the all-clad cookware electrics, the beauty of modern convenience. They've got it. Look what's cooking. Maybe your husband's looking for that new fillet knife out there, ladies. The Wusthof fillet knife. They've got it for you at Look What's Cooking. Check out, you know the cookware you've had. You know, people bought it for you when you got married and you threw it away a year and a half later. You don't do that when you shop at Look What's Cooking. It's there for a lifetime. Mike's got a whole gadget wall set up for you. Several different gadgets to choose from. Whether you're looking for onion saver, whether you're looking for tomato saver, whether you're looking for cheese graters and slicers, they've got it all for you. But I highly recommend the all-clad cookware. Ask Mike about it. He's got it for you. Look What's Cooking. They're going to sign you up for great cooking classes. They're going to show you how to make holiday treats. They've got things going on all the time. You can go to their website, lookwhatscooking.com. You can call them today, 308-234-5544, or visit them downtown, 2110 Central Avenue. That's 2110 Central Avenue in the Bricks. Look What's Cooking. Mike and the gang are waiting for you.
Doug and Daddy's show, we haven't even got to volleyball yet. Did Nebraska get jobbed, and why is nobody up in arms about John Cook getting in a tussle?
Yeah,
they're mad at Bo Pelini, but they're not mad at John Cook. And I suppose one of the reasons is they didn't catch it on camera. But it is up on YouTube where you can see John Cook. They don't go through the line. They shake hands with the Washington coach off to the side, and you can see the Washington coach come after Cook as he's leaving the leaving the court. Nebraska loses to Washington, and then Washington does what everybody does after you pull an upset. They lay a fat old egg against Cal the next night. Texas volleyball still alive. Nebraska home. One, Florida gone. Two, Nebraska gone. And three, Stanford gone. So it was set up by the time Nebraska took the court that Florida had already been upset by Purdue. They get knocked off by Washington. Maybe the ball was out. It sounds like it was. One of the Washington players says, well, if that ball was out a couple of plays before when we were serving for the match, they tipped the ball and it was not called. So is what it is. Nebraska did not play their best match of the season, obviously. And they're home at 29-3. USC will play Cal and Penn State will play Texas. And the city of Kansas City is disappointed because Husker fans will not That's be making right. the trek down the road this week.
I talked to somebody that watched the whole match and said he'd never thought, you know, in the volleyball he's watched, ever thought that John Cook from start to finish was upset a lot more at the officials on Friday night than he, you know, usually just takes care of his own team, really doesn't concern him. He thought from start to finish, Cook was in their ear a lot. Like, there was an awful lot to complain about, really, the whole match. And that was just kind of the icing on the cake when the ball was. And it certainly looked to be out. I haven't been able to, don't have it on high definition, haven't slowed it down. But the reaction of the Nebraska girls should show you whether it was in or out. And when they went to celebrate and thought they won the match, or thought they won the set, and going to take it to the fifth game, that should show you enough. Just a weird call.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got thoughts on volleyball or the Legends and Leaders division, and wait till we get the new logo up on the website, which Merritt is working on at the moment. I'm not sure. What? Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer. including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way in the month of December on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On Tuesday, Classic Hits 98.9 FM brings you one of the top rivalries of the Lou Platte Conference as the Kearney Catholic Stars travel to Ravenna to take on the Blue Jays. Girls tip at 6, boys at 7:45. More basketball on ESPN, 1230 KHAS, and Classic Hits 98.9 as we take you towards Christmas.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies up to a high near 26. Then for tonight, more mostly cloudy conditions and a low near 12. And for your Tuesday, a high near 37. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Right now, 18.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, you might think it's too good to be true, Daddy. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Two-year, 100,000 roadside assistance. A six-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. A 30-day exchange privilege. First oil change is free. And finest service center in all the land. You don't have to pick one of them.
Comprehensive, that covers everything.
That's all of it. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day at Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more, and they did. As their gift to you during the Christmas season through the end of the month, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free all of 2011. That's 365 days of free. 12 full months of service on Midway. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You can always go online, because Midway is a better way, at thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, two-year, 100,000 roadside assistance, 30-day, all that?
Comped, free.
Only at Midway, folks. Only at Midway.
Do I got to get a little... get a little thought here on the NFL yesterday. I got to be honest with you. I had one of my worst days as a fantasy owner, for the simple fact is you and I are in this deal where you can pick your own team. You every week, you want to switch your own quarterback, you want to play Tom Brady every week, great. You want to mix it up, it's just a no-draft deal. I, along with you, and along with several others in our deal, play Aaron Rodgers for our quarterback against Detroit's defense, and you're thinking, he probably should have three, maybe four touchdowns. Going to throw all over the yard. When Jennings decides to go catch totally unfundamental. How do I fundamentally know how to catch a football and Greg Jennings does not? Why would you? I just don't understand it. When he drops that pass, he gets knocked out, and then that was just the start of a long, long day in fantasy football history for me.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest, especially the early games. There wasn't a lot of scoring. Wasn't a lot of scoring yesterday by normal people. But hey, should have played Jay Feely.
four field goals, four extra points, and a touchdown as the place kicker for Arizona. Wow, Denver, way to lay down and die. Everybody else gets a new coach or an interim coach. They go out and play some football. What was Kyle Orton still doing in the football game in the fourth quarter? The game's over. They keep showing Tebow on the sideline. Orton keeps throwing picks. What's he doing in there? Get Tebow in. I mean, God, it's 36-3 or whatever it was. 43-3. You kidding me?
Kansas City fighting for a division title. Well, didn't fight very hard yesterday.
Well, again, they look like Nebraska's offense without T-Magic the first time. I mean, Matt Castle is not all world, folks. You can't just go straight to squat, but I guess, you know, San Diego is one of the top defenses in the National Football League, which is hard to believe.
One of the top defenses. They've only won six games, right?
And how about all-pro Alex Smith?
Oh, my God.
Can't do anything for San Francisco. Gets hurt, comes back. Bomb. Huge game yesterday. And again, it's against Seattle, so take it for what it's worth. But you got to start believing in Atlanta. Carolina. Who's the worst team? Carolina is horrid. Dallas is playing hard. Philadelphia is very good. New England is very good. The Bears, they are who we thought they were. Even if they win that division, they're going to get beat in the first round. The Jets, I don't know. Take it easy. They were two division games. You don't want to be that bad. But somehow I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to bounce back. New Orleans, they use their defense. When is Pittsburgh going to they keep playing teams that aren't supposed to be very good. Cincinnati's not. But they need two defensive touchdowns to win that game comfortably yesterday. I still say Pittsburgh's not very good offensively. I mean, Mendenhall, that's why I didn't want to pick him in any fantasy league at the beginning of the year. Didn't believe in him. Roethlisberger, slow start, banged up. I mean, this defense is carrying this football team in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, Paul Amalu sets the, you know, to get down 7-0, and then Paul Amalu really steps up and sets the tone in that one when he goes and returns that for a touchdown, and they get another one late. But you're right. Who is the worst team in the NFL? You give that to Carolina?
I think it's got to be Carolina. It was Arizona until yesterday, and Arizona's won, what, six games, five games now? It's I can't believe that they would do that.
Cincinnati's lost 10 in a row.
Yeah, but Carolina's 1-12. Carolina's terrible. They just don't even – they can't even compete. They're just terrible. They are terrible, terrible, terrible. Your thoughts, worst team in the National Football League, email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or the phone lines are open, 888-455-3776. Back to this Big Ten. Tom in Hastings says, hey, Doug and Daddy, I'm guessing that someone in the Big Ten is in dire need of a drug test. Naming the divisions like this is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. Who decided this? Flo from the Geico commercial or Martha Stewart? The logo is weird. Legends and Leaders. Seriously, how stupid is that? That is just dumb.
I would think that you would want the I think you'd want the logo. I would think it would be big and bold and brash, wouldn't it? It's like light blue. Well, it's like Carolina. It's like Carolina blue.
Representing all the conference schools that are blue. Welcome to the Big Ten. Yay. We're going to play in the tough Big Ten.
No.
All right. Hey, everybody. Let's play some softball in the tough Big Ten here in today's volleyball matchup.
Well, it's Iowa's the got the pink locker rooms.
Against the Leaders Division.
We got the pink locker rooms in Iowa, and we got the Big Ten logo now.
Nebraska, Iowa. Michigan, Michigan State. Minnesota, Northwestern, the Legends Division, we already knew this. The Leaders Division, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, Purdue, Illinois, Indiana. Legends and Leaders.
I would imagine they
What do they mean by leaders?
They hired a marketing group and probably paid them $40,000 to figure those names out.
It's just absolutely insane. Even the Sun Belt is laughing at the Big Ten right now. I mean, this is just... Jim Delaney is having a press conference right now, and maybe we can get a few of the quotes from here before the end of the show. If not, we'll have him on the sports this afternoon. But, I mean, I'm rubbing my head, not because I stayed up to watch the Dallas game last night, but because of this. This is insane. I mean... It's a Monday. Yeah, folks, it's you can tell that this show is really kicking ass today. Thank God the Big Ten came through. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The only thing more unbelievable than this is Gosper County 73 hitting yesterday in Keno. This is unbelievable. I'm going to need a good night's sleep after this. So if you need one as well, folks, check out Bruce Furniture featuring the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses, and you can still get an HD TV with that purchase. You can get it free, or you can choose the $600 gift certificate. It's your choice. It's the holiday season. Maybe you just want to do a little remodeling around the house, or maybe you've been waiting for that gift, going to pop it on someone in the family, maybe mom and dad, maybe the kids, maybe they can use something from you. 15, 32, and 42-inch television still to give away with qualifying Serta purchases. So at a time of the year when all is football and bowl games, you'll get that flat screen too from Bruce Furniture, featuring the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses. They'll deliver it free. They'll set it up free. They'll have free disposal of your old mattress at Bruce Furniture. Always doing it right. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, first oil changes for free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies, up to a high near 26. Then for tonight, more mostly cloudy conditions and a low near 12. And for your Tuesday, a high near 37. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Right now, 18.
I used to be love drunk, but now I'm hungover.
This weekend, you talked about your fantasy football not being all that good. How'd your picks go?
One and three. The only one we hit was that Miami game, which I didn't know if the Jets were going to score 5 points. They didn't. But I got to have 14 points on defense from the. Oh, they scored 6. Now, close enough.
All those underdogs.
14 points on the defense. I gave up 28 points for my defenses. Pittsburgh scores 14 points in their defense, and so does New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, I got Army. We're going in to score. Ball pops up, and he goes 98 yards right before half was really the dagger there. Otherwise, we cover that one, but 1-3.
Army needs to start winning. That's 9 in a row for Navy. Yeah. At least they're not 2-10 anymore, but Army's got to break that hex over Navy.
Yeah, it was – oh, what a – that was just one of those plays that's going to go down in that the history of that game as far as turning it, you know, just the total tide of that game.
I'm guessing here in our listening area, a lot more Army fans than Navy fans. A lot more men and women that served in the Army than the Navy just because, well, if you're an admiral in the Nebraska Navy, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing here in the state of Nebraska, kind of a special honor. But obviously, you don't see a lot of battleships out there when you're fishing at Johnson
yes.
or Merritt or Sherman.
There you go.
You know,
I would think people would cheer for Army.
You sound like crap, by the way.
I feel like crap, by the way.
Well, then why don't we go to USA Pharmacy and get that taken care of?
Excellent idea.
Why wait? Maybe you just, instead of going out and gorging today, you go get your medicine, you go home, you have a little soupy.
There you go.
You just have a little homemade soupy. Maybe Susie make you some soupy.
That'd be an excellent idea.
Don't wait, folks. You can have your prescription ready in 5 minutes or less. Transfers, easy to do. If you're not a customer at USave, they can help you out, and it takes just minutes. It's the best time of the year to get your prescriptions transferred to USave Pharmacy because, obviously, when January rolls around, so does your health plan. Everything new kicks in again. They accept all insurance plans offered in the area. Yes, that's right, ALL. All of them. Make the switch to faster service at lower prices. Conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen. They'll even mail it out and deliver it for free at USAFE Pharmacy in Kearney.
Excellent, excellent. Two pro games on tonight. When that Metrodome roof collapses like that, Doug, this is going to be, obviously they're going to have to go to the college field to wrap up this year in Minnesota. I don't know that they got another choice, really. And I'm sure they will look to do that. Thought it'd be a week to 10 days to get that field back up and operational when everything was winterized and put away for the year. But what a disaster up there when that snow. I cannot believe since 1991, that's the biggest amount of snow at one time that's hit Minneapolis. But what a disaster. They started showing that. And then when the deal collapsed, that was a very, very scary deal for all involved up there.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What do we got today, Merritt?
Bill from Hastings.
Bill, what's going on?
Hey, I just was, wondering if you guys were running out of things to talk about, you could talk about Daddy's flawless officiating performance on Saturday in the Gibbon Sandy Creek JV girls basketball game. I was there, and I thought he nailed every call. So that's all I got.
Did he move, Bill? Did he move? Bill says he's out. Flawless, huh? Didn't miss any calls?
Oh, I don't know. But there was a guy from Gibbon thought we missed a couple. Wow. It's girls JV basketball. Calm down, people.
Do it right.
We're trying to do
a
right.
job. Do it right.
Well, it's cool to see Russ Neimeyer, legendary coach. Got to visit a moment or two with him.
Number one in the state.
Yeah?
Champs.
But I'm just – my new deal is I think that – We've done this basketball long enough. I'm graduating. I've got a new rule I'm putting into place. There's some basketball that I'm going to say me and my partner Russ are above. If you clap after a made basket, we're above that. We're not doing those anymore next year. We make notes this year. If you score a basket and you clap because you're happy and excited because it actually went in this time.
You know what? That actually reminds me of something that I saw while watching college basketball this week and why every damn Duke game's on television. It's like Notre Dame. Ooh, they're not doing a Duke game. Let's do Duke. Let's do Duke St. Louis on CBS. Really? 40-16 at half? What is the deal? And it's bad in the pros. It's bad in college. It's whatever it is. This whole lining up to do a free throw, the first one's in, it's off, it's not. We got to go up and smack the kid on the ass and say, oh, that's okay, or hey, great job. And we walk around and kill another 15 seconds before we shoot the second free throw. And it's not even congratulating the shooter anymore. I'm watching different games over the weekend, and boy, whoever scheduled Auburn-Rutgers somewhere that had six people in it on ESPN, even Jay Billis is making fun of this while he's calling the game. I mean, they're just the shots up, and these guys that are on the lane, they're just falling into the lane. They're just falling into the lane for absolutely no reason. When you watch college basketball over the next couple of weeks, just watch on a free throw. Watch what everybody besides the shooter does after the free throw. They're stepping into the lane. They're scratching their butt. They're fixing their hair. They're working on their sweatband. They have no idea what's going on in the game. But by God, it's just not comfortable to stand here for another 5 seconds. So I got to fall forward because I'm so lazy and I'm so tired. And I'm so exhausted that I can't stay in one place for more than 5 seconds. There's my pet peeve of the day.
That comes from a guy that usually can't sit still yourself. You got a lot of nervous energy.
Me?
Yes, Douglas.
I was in a seat for nearly 3 hours yesterday until that a-hole from Washington couldn't handle the snap on the extra point. I think it would have been fun to be in Vegas the last couple of weeks. It'd have been fun.
Yes, you did. That did bring you out of your seat.
Hey, the Big Ten Conference, in case you missed it, has made several announcements in the last hour that complete a series of decisions prompted by the upcoming addition of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln as the conference's 12th member school. Conference revealed a new logo to be used for all sports beginning with the next academic year, also unveiled names for its two football divisions, and a list of names for 18 trophies to honor coaches, teams, and student-athletes starting with the 2011 football season.
Well, doesn't get any more exciting than that.
Legends and the leaders. Legends and leaders. Those are the two divisions.
I am not yeah. Well, I guess East and West and North and South were already taken. Didn't want to be like the other guys, so what are you going to do? I'm not sure how. That really clears it up, legends and leaders. Nebraska is a legend, though.
Let's look at some of this stuff. Let's see. I'm getting my first look at this. Print that off, would you, Merritt? And then just, not 17 pages, but just that part right there. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just can't believe what it was. We'll have this for you here in just a second. But I'm going to call. The next time we give something away on this show, maybe we'll call it the Red Farinault Trophy. You know, why not? He's been kicking butt at Misco's for a number of years, saving you money on Christmas gifts and just everyday sporting supplies, where they carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Mizuno, Nike, Adidas, and much more. Over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and children for the Christmas season or the bowl season or any time. Stay warm in their men's college hoodies, your favorite teams, even if it's not the Huskers, an NFL hoodie. They're 25% off. Whatever you need, and they're open with special holiday hours. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We've got the Stag Paterno Championship Trophy. The Grange Griffin Championship Game MVP. The Ford Kinnick Leadership Award. The Dungy Thompson Humanitarian Award. The Graham George Offensive Player of the Year, Otto Graham, Eddie George. The Nagurski Woodson Defensive Player of the Year, Charles Woodson, Bronco Nagurski. The Hayes Schembechler Coach of the Year. If you don't know what that is, you're too young. The Thompson Randall L. Freshman of the Year Award. The Remington Pace Offensive Lineman of the Year Award. The first, and I believe, the only Nebraska mention in all of these trophies. The Smith Brown Defensive Lineman of the Year Award, after Bubba Smith and Courtney Brown. The Greasy Breeze Quarterback of the Year Award. I had one of those after a Mexican lunch the other day, the Greasy Breeze. Wow. After Bob Greasy and Drew Brees, both at Purdue. Are you kidding me? The Greasy Breeze Quarterback of the Year. The Amici Dane Running Back of the Year. Both Wisconsin, Al Amici, Ron Dane. The Tatum Woodson Defensive Back of the Year for Jack Tatum and Rod Woodson. Who should the Linebacker of the Year be? Oh, yeah. Butkus Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald, Dick Butkus. The Richter Howard Receiver of the Year. Pat Richter, Desmond Howard. The Tight End of the Year Award is the Kwalik Clark.
Dwight Clark?
Yeah, and Ted Kwalik. Kwalik? I guess there's one I don't know. Ted Kwalik, I'm going to go with. The Bakken Anderson Kicker of the Year, or Bakken. Jim Bakken, Wisconsin. Morton Anderson, Michigan State. And the Edelman Fields Punter of the Year.
Well, there you have it.
Are you as excited as I am?
Probably more.
Let's get... I want to thank Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com for being, we only do this show from 11 to 12 every day, so be back with us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to have you with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Maybe we'll have more exciting Big Ten notes.
Oh, yeah.
let's see. This has been about show number 200 of the year. What do you think? 199th? Thank God Chip Brown joined us to keep it away from being the worst show of the year. But we sure appreciate you being with us. Made even more pungent by the Big Ten Conference announcing that Nebraska is in the Legends Division. At least we're not in the Leaders Division of the new Big Ten Conference. Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com. I want to thank him for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Many special guests as we get the week underway here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your Monday. Monday Night Football tonight. Baltimore and Houston kick off at 7:40. Pregame at 7 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Don't worry, I tripped Daddy on his way out.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.